on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Elise Glink, the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Elise, have you been listening to fireworks go off in your neighborhood, or has it been pretty quiet?
It's been quiet so far, but I am sure it's going to get a little bit exciting later on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the stock market and the new highs.
Wow, this just blew me away, Lisa. I don't even know what to say. The S&P set a new record, 62.79. That's up about almost 0.83%, which was crazy. There was a very strong June jobs report. NASDAQ was up 208 points today. The Dow was up 344. You know, we're in positive territory now again. And when you look at how the year has gone, that dip in April, I mean, we're really flying. We're up back almost 20% for the Dow since the low. And we're up 5.37% for the year. Not a bad return. And of course, the 1 year is up over 14%. And really, that jobs report is just driving everything. It was so much higher than anybody imagined. Yesterday, the ADP number came out, and that was like, well, things aren't really looking so great. And then today, boom, it just went crazy. So the unemployment rate fell to 4.1%. Economists had projected an increase in the unemployment rate. So that was good news. And it looks like the Fed probably won't cut interest rates anytime soon, and that's just going to heat up the conversation, shall we say, between the administration and the Federal Reserve.
When you sent me your list, the June 2025 jobs 1 month net change, government at the top with 73,000, tell me what that means.
Well, it's interesting. So federal lost a little over 8,000 jobs. Not surprising. Those are the ones that many, many more people than that have been let go or put on, I don't know, furlough perhaps. But they haven't actually been fired. But about 8,100 people actually have. The Postal Service grew by 600, interestingly enough. The big growth, though, came on the state and local level. So the state government education's that category grew by 40,000 people. State government grew by about 7,000. And then on the local level, we had local educators grow by 23,000 and local government by almost 10,500. And that's really where the growth comes from. It does not come from the federal level.
Yeah, because that was I was a bit confused. I thought we were cutting government jobs. And when I saw 73,000, I thought, wait, that's the opposite of what I was believing.
Yeah, it's true. It's a very big number. You know, part of that is you've got schools that are hiring for, you know, the new crop, new students. And some of them is just more people because as the federal government cuts people, somebody's got to pick up the slack. The federal government is pushing a lot of services to the state level. You can think about FEMA and what happens in catastrophes as being a part of this, right? It's a good example. The federal government wants FEMA to be shut down. They don't want to provide federal emergency disaster services. They want states to do it. The administration says that local states and local governments are better suited to know the needs of what's going on. And so they're wanting those, you know, local organizations, local governments to hire those people.
Well, that's fine, unless you live in Mississippi and there's not much money to deal with a hurricane. So I fear that some of those states will suffer the most.
Yeah, it's interesting. Florida has a lot of coast, and there's a huge depression forming or that's been floating across Florida today. It didn't quite turn into a hurricane, but boy, if they had a lot of rain. Yes, the federal government wants Florida to deal with that.
Good luck, Florida. Hate to pay those insurance bills.
Well, we can send them some boats, maybe. I don't know. But it's interesting to think about how we shift around our resources in the country. And you're right. There are states that are better able to afford it and less able to afford it. A lot of states in the Southeast that are most at risk for what's going on with catastrophes, plus California, Texas, anything off the Gulf Coast, they are, you know, and they could be in serious trouble. And you hope that the local state and local governments have enough resources to be able to help people, because there's no reason for our fellow citizens to die over this.
4th of July, let's talk about the stats that you put together.
So, you know, this is sort of fun. I went back and I looked at how many people were living in the United States when we were named the United States, July of 1776. We had 2.5 million people living in our nation the day that we became independent. Today, well, I should say a year ago, because it's 2024, is like the last time we've had this number, 340 million. So we've grown quite a bit since 1776. This year is getting ready for our 250th. So we're going to kick things off this year, but, that was sort of interesting. And then also, if you look at who's celebrating, about 86% of people in America plan to celebrate Independence Day. They're going to spend $92.44 per person. This does include hot dogs. You and I talked about how many hot dogs people eat, right? So Americans will eat 150 million plus hot dogs over the July 4th holiday celebration.
Crazy, crazy. And on your list, I saw that 29% of people plan to buy fireworks. We just talked to a guy about fireworks safety because, let's be honest, people are doing it. Whether it's illegal or not, it's what one out of every three Americans does.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm glad we had that, well, at least in part of the Chicago metropolitan area where I live, we had it, that deluge the other day with felt like on Sunday, 2 inches in about 40 minutes. That might help in case some sparks go off. But yes, 29% of Americans plan on buying fireworks for the 4th of July. And, they're gonna spend, there's about 10,000 injuries from fireworks reported every year. So please, if you are gonna do that, be careful. This is the top beer drinking holiday in the U.S. Please don't shoot off fireworks if you've been drinking. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
And, 60% of people who buy fireworks, 60% are between the ages of 25 and 34. So, and then younger, the next biggest group is between 18 and 24 years of age. So our younger Americans are the ones who are most eager to shoot off fireworks. Again, hope everybody's going to stay safe and don't cause any forest fires.
Yeah, absolutely. Because some people got rain, others didn't. And boy, it will spark a fire so quickly. I appreciate you joining us. Happy 4th of July.
Oh, happy 4th of July to you.
You will find her at Think.glink.com. Also look for her on Substack.